Good afternoon. My name is Eric Best. I'm a technical agronomist with Monsanto based in the Lubbock, Texas area, and it's my privilege today to introduce to you our newest in the full season lineup in Delta Pine. That's Delta Pine 1359 Bolgard 2 Roundup Ready Flex. Delta Pine 1359 B2RF we're releasing primarily for Texas and Arizona. It was tested this past year as 11R159 B2R2. It is a full season maturity. It is a smooth leaf, tall plant, seed size in that 52 to 5400 range. Storm resistance is going to be very similar to something like a 1032 or a 1212 if you're familiar with those. It is moderately susceptible to verticillium based on some of the data we're seeing this year and resistant to bacterial blight. Fiber quality aspects I'll touch on in a minute when we get into some of the comparisons. When compared to something like 1044, both out of our Arizona background, vigor is very similar to 1044. 1044 has garnered a reputation for being strong and vigorous and establishing a stand very rapidly early in the season. So comparing to 1044 and saying it's just a little bit slower coming out of the ground than something like 1044 isn't a bad thing. We're comparing to one of the best things out there as far as stand establishment. Note a first fruiting branch, very similar to a 1044 type. Uppermost harvestable bowl, about a node higher. Fruiting nodes, about half to a node more. Total nodes, again, maintaining about one more total node. And then that heat unit to 100% open difference is about 26 heat units. So very similar to 1044 in maturity. You can see, again, with the plant height there, it does tend to be about 3 to 4 inches taller than something like 1044. Fallout and string out, two ratings that we use for stormproofness, show that it is not as stormproof as 1044 on either of those ratings. The data I'll present today will be cut in Texas for the High Plains, West Texas. It'll also be cut for East Texas, and I'll show some Arizona data as well. In East Texas, compared to 1044, very, very similar in yield. Did not separate out, but it did show a higher turnout significantly. A little bit better fiber length than 1044. Micronair very similar with a little bit better strength. Again, 36 observations here for turnout, 38 for lint yield, and still waiting on some fiber data back on some others, so only 33 comparisons for the HPI qualifications. In West Texas, again, with the same comparison, very similar to 1044 in yield. Again, significantly higher turnout, very similar length, very similar micronair. Still a little bit better strength, and, you know, loan values would come out as such, being very similar to something like that 1044. Again, 40 observations in the West Texas cut of the data, 21 for the fiber. The stability graph, if we line it up, the black line on that graph being the one-to-one comparison in those trials for yield, and we look at 1359 versus 1044 in Texas, three-year comparison here, 2010, 11, and 12, you can see that lines up very nicely with yield in the yield ranges, as represented by the red and blue lines on that graph with 1044. In West Texas, compared to one of our leading competitor checks, 9170, significantly better yield across these 33 locations. Again, the higher turnout showing up. Fiber length a little bit shorter than 9170, did not separate statistically, but almost a staple length there. Micronair very similar, a little bit lower strength by about a point. Again, very similar uniformity. 33 observations in this, 16 for the fiber. In Arizona, as one would expect, since that's its background, some of you may have seen the press about the 36 and 3700 pound cotton that's been making the news here lately out in Arizona. It was this variety. It was 1359. And 1044 compared back to it, since they're both Arizona products, 1044 has taken over a lot of that marketplace in Arizona. So comparing it back to 1044 and saying that it's a half a bale better than 1044 is highly significant. Again, higher turnout, much better fiber, better micronair in those type environments. Better strength, so very similar to 1044 in those stress type environments, or where they might have some heat issues, and in maintaining that fiber quality within them. Again, the Arizona data is 2 years worth in only five locations. So with 1359 going forward, its best fit's going to be in Texas and Arizona type environments. It will require full season management. The plant map data did indicate, remember, that it is several inches taller and maintaining an extra node. It is similar in performance to 1044 with improved fiber quality, especially in that East Texas and Arizona markets. And then one thing we will be going forward with is the statement that if this is grown in those type of high water environments, high yield type environments, aggressive PGR management will probably be required prior to bloom early on in that plant's life. And with that, I'll entertain any questions. Thank you.